Lakewood State Representative Mark Meadows. He's on the other end of our line. Mark, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Tony?
I'm exhausted after this year. I tell you, a lot was going on at the state capitol.
Yeah, it was. I think we ended up, with about the same number of bills that we had passed last year. It was just the flurry that took place, and I guess the changes that have been reported, pretty regularly in the tax code and in some other aspects of how we operate in the state of Michigan, made it appear that we made some gigantic changes, which we did. But I think the number of bills, anyway, were about the same as we've been doing.
All right, grade the governor and the job that he did in 2011.
Well, the Democratic caucus has given the governor an F for a couple of reasons. One, the failure to work with the Democratic caucus in any meaningful way during the year. In other words, we were pretty much shut out of any negotiations. And I think that a lot of the legislation could have been improved had we been involved in the negotiation. Appropriate policy is built through consensus voting, and we all represent an equal number of people in the state of Michigan. So basically, all of the people who, Republican and Democrat, who were represented by Democratic legislators last year were shut out of the process.
Mark, is that just sour grapes, though? Because when you look, Jennifer Granholm had two terms as governor. She had majorities in her first term and just wasn't able to get it done. And the Republicans did have the power and decided, what we had in the past didn't work. We're going to try this.
I believe they did decide that they were going to try something new, and I think everybody had the idea, including Democrats, that some changes were necessary, particularly to the tax code. The problem was that we did it in a manner which required a $1.4 billion tax increase on people in the state of Michigan, and we could have avoided that. And we approached it in a different manner, a more measured manner. We could have accomplished the significant changes to the business taxes in the state of Michigan over a period of time instead of an all one fell swoop, which ultimately required this gigantic tax increase on people and a reduction in funding for public education. So those are the kind of things that make us feel that, we were not included and that the people would have been better served had we been able to participate in the way that these things were structured. As to Granholm, she never had a majority. As a matter of fact, in her first term, first 4 years, she had a Republican House and a Republican Senate. So she was really the outlier, I guess, in terms of policy development. And then in the second term that she had, we controlled the House for 4 years, and the Senate was controlled by Republicans. And actually, Republicans, I think if you look during that time frame, most of the good policy that went into the Senate, that came out of the House and went to the Senate, really fell into a black hole. And then there's one other thing. In that first term, in the 2007-2008 term there, people forget the Michigan business tax, this hated tax that, Republicans ran on to get rid of, that was truly a bipartisan effort. In fact, business groups, the Republican-controlled Senate, the House, the Democrat-controlled House, all sat in a room and crafted this thing up. And whether the crafting was good or bad, I think is probably, the end result is that maybe we thought that we made a lot of mistakes in terms of that crafting. But it was a bipartisan effort. So it was actually a thing that got passed only because Republicans supported it.
All right, well, if that's the case, Mark, then why don't more Democrats get elected?
Your guess is as good as mine. I think more Democrats do get elected. This is we go through periods of time where Democrats control the House and periods of time when Republicans control the House.